This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are you talking to yourself or is this from some
Godfather
movie I've never seen? Oh, okay.
Sorry. Have you seen The Godfather, yeah, I hope?
Once or twice.
It's Mike Shope.
I did not see it until my 30s, but then I became obsessed with it.
And the Bulldog.
I've never been obsessed with it, so I don't know it well enough to have picked up on that.
I did not care for The Godfather.
What?
Did not care for The Godfather.
I don't think it's a movie where it's like, oh, it's good. Godfather, yeah, I saw that. It was good. It was good. The Godfather, I saw that. I liked it. Like, that's just sort of, you didn't really see it.
I'm not in the way of it being an all-time great. I never got obsessed with it.
Explain yourself. What didn't you like about it?
It insists upon itself.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
It's not personal. It's strictly business.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Yet another thing to pack into your weekend plans. The Godfather, the trilogy, in fact. Why not all three? Bang those out in about 7 hours, maybe eight. No, I don't feel like you're gonna.
I'm not.
Partake.
No, I'm not.
It's too nice out.
Not gonna.
I just went outside.
Oh,
it's beautiful
nice,
out.
It's nice out now.
It's not
sure,
movie
yeah.
weather.
Yeah.
It's spring.
Yeah.
It's in the 50s. The sun is out. You don't want to be under a blanket.
Right.
Cooped up. Were you gonna say? Fireplace.
Right.
Ask me again tomorrow, because tomorrow, like, the high is 45, and I'll be out at Canisius Lacrosse.
Good for you.
Oh, great. I forgot to wear two hats to stay warm. I forgot I needed a second hat to be able to not freeze out here, like last week.
Hats.
At least two hats. Two of everything. You know, I know you know this answer, because I just blurted it out here in the studio, the Duntire studio. What did we not do this week? Reverse AFC power rankings. The draft is next week, and undoubtedly that will change things. That will change opinions.
Surely.
And mix things up. But
yes,
probably we should do at least one pre-draft reverse AFC power rankings. Maybe if we do this, if you're up for it, both of you, a little bit of a spotlight on the wide receiver position. Who was the competition? Do they need one of these giant names? Jeremy stuck to this board that he brought in, and the stickers and the stuff on the floor and everything. Do any of these teams, would these players appeal to these teams? Let's find out. Reverse AFC power rankings on a Friday special edition powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. How lucky we all are to be together on a Friday for this.
Wow. And all of you out there in Radio Land.
That's what I'm
at. It's a huge day. It's a huge day.
Yeah.
What an opportunity this is to tap in.
At prime time, too. For us.
Sort of. You're missing the news, but.
Right.
Come on. Okay. 16. You're missing the news, but come on. It'll be on in an hour again. The same news.
Right.
You can wait.
Just open up your phone.
16.
Can't find entertainment like this anywhere else.
Denver Broncos. Yes, they were 16
did
last week.
You see the body language over here?
Fist pump gesture.
Like you just made a birdie putt. Like, wow.
Here, I do not like the Denver Broncos. Here is what I'm sort of hoping for and predicting. Bo Nix at 12. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you sell it to fans right there. Bo Nix, 12. There you go.
Did you hear Sean Payton yesterday talking about how he spent 2 hours on analytics, so he's up to speed? What is that meeting like? I mean, is he watching The Godfather on his phone while the people are talking? Denver does not have a second-round pick. So if they want Bo Nix, they better get him at 12. Unless they start pulling off trade-down moves, which is not exactly Peyton's MO over the years, or I don't know about if it's Denver's.
I would love it if they did that. I need to catch up. I mean, I'm following Benjamin Albright. He's like the Broncos guy. He also breaks a lot of news around the league, too. But I don't know if there's smoke there from him that they're on that. I feel like if they were, he doesn't have to know, but if it's known, like, he'd know. And mostly, like, consistently, what I've seen from him is, like, Penix and Nix are, you know, not first-round guys. But I feel like that has started to change over the course of the last few weeks. So maybe. I hope they do that.
What I hear is, I mean, Nix, who played 6 years of college football, maybe, like, he dumps the ball off all the time. He's throwing screen passes.
Yeah, that Oregon offense is just a gadgety mess.
Well, that I wouldn't maybe put it one way. To me, like, I think that they're sort of like a style fit with Peyton and Nix. And I've heard other people say that, too. It's not an original take. But I don't know. I'm not excited for Denver. If they don't draft him at 12,
yep,
without moving around in the draft here pretty aggressively, Jarrett Stidham then, that's what they're going to do. And Cortland Sutton, who wants out, and who are the running backs, and who's anybody suddenly on that offense, or not that suddenly.
Them not having a second really is impactful there, because they can't wait for one of those guys to pick them on Friday. That's a good one.
Denver.
Yeah, they warrant being 16th, sure.
Maybe the worst loss of the last five Bills years is that Denver game. Oof. Although,
Urban Meyer still happened.
I know. Ken Dorsey would still be here if the Bills had not lost to Denver. Or I think he would have lasted the season. Maybe not the offseason.
Right, yeah.
15. I'm exhausted after that. Exhausted.
I mean, you were ready to go on Denver. No wonder you got up and got the sheets to do reverse AFC power rankings. I'll say Raiders. At 15.
Not too different.
I like them here. Although, there's a lot of smoke that they might trade up for Jaden Daniels. I know Chris Trapasso talked about it today, too, of like Adam Schefter saying there's a team out there that, you know, their coach worked with Daniels. Antonio Pierce, Arizona State, when Daniels was there for, I think, 3 years. So
Seattle has that, too, or no? Who's Seattle? Oh, Penix. Seattle.
Yes.
Their new guy was at Washington. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'd love it. I'd love a Raiders trade for Daniels. That'd be really fun.
Their new head coach, the former Baltimore DC, was in Washington. Penix was only there for 2 years.
The coordinator.
Oh, the coordinator. Thank you.
Somebody in their offense
was with
Washington.
That adds up. Okay, good.
Washington Huskies.
Right. I've decided that I really like Michael Penix Jr.
Okay.
So I don't know where.
I mean, brave. That's brave.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm rooting for him. I'm not ready to tell you like he's going to be great. I'm not getting up on a box to make a speech here. But
he's old, multiple injuries, but he puts the ball on the spot.
Right.
Daniel Jeremiah made the Seattle Penix connection. I want to make sure I announce that because I just mentioned it. I didn't want to, you know. I just think of that? No, I heard Daniel Jeremiah say it. That maybe the Seahawks are a team. That, okay, so who are these teams like Denver and the Raiders going to worry about? I've made that point. If they wait until round two, who's in their way for those two guys? Because most people don't see them as first-round prospects. The Seahawks could be an answer to that question. So Raiders at 15, 14.
I'll say the Patriots.
Yeah, fine. Don't overthink it. It's just back and forth. You have this every year. Not always to the same extent, but Daniels, the agent's upset that Washington had other quarterbacks in with him for interviews and such. I don't know. If that's meaningful, then Drake May. The odds did move toward Drake May. And then you have people pointing out that Will Levis was the decided favorite to be the number two overall pick last year with less than a week to go, and he didn't even get drafted the whole night.
Right. Is Washington, I mean, maybe we'll find out really what has happened there. But if they have, to the point of this mass quarterback top golf outing, which they had this week.
Baby.
If prior to that, Daniels was like, the scouts are zeroing in, but they really like how he distributes the ball. We like, everyone's in agreement. We really like this guy. They schedule this gathering, and how Daniels behaves at that changes their mind. Like, he's standoffish. Like, there's been a lot of Twitter opinion about what exactly Washington was up to. Like, just sort of, you know, Lord of the Fly. Get everyone together and let's see how they interact and who is the alpha, who fades in the background or whatever. Like, I don't know.
What a horrible
idea. Right? But, like, is that what they're doing? Like, did they change their minds, maybe?
I've told you for years, I think the interview part of draft scouting is a net negative because it just reinforces your biases. Imagine making a decision based on that.
Right.
Watch the tape. How productive was he? He won the Heisman Trophy.
Right.
But maybe he's not that cool.
Right.
I mean,
well,
bad teams stay bad.
If he's going to be rattled by walking in here and seeing J.J. McCarthy and Drake May and whoever was Rattler, the other guy, because I'm assuming Caleb Williams wasn't
Penix was there.
Penix, okay. So whatever, there's a group of the
Williams guys, wouldn't have been there.
And he walks in like, he's shook by that. Like, oh, well, how's he going to react when T.J. Watt is breathing down his neck? Is that Washington? Is that what they're doing?
I can hear that scouting meeting now in my mind.
That is amazing.
Williams would not have been there, right?
No, I can't imagine that he was invited or that McCarthy, he would have gone.
Daniels,
yeah.
May, and Penix.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
13. Titans.
Yeah, Tennessee still.
12.
Jets.
Exactly like last week so far. Great idea.
Oh, really?
Oh. Great idea. 11. Chargers. I gotta go back to them. The one thing I like, they've just hired a rock star coach, but and they've got Herbert, so they're like the two most important things, arguably, certainly quarterback. They're kind of blank slate after that. So they easily should make the trade if Minnesota offers. Minnesota might think they can get higher. I don't know, but if that's my team, I'm at 5, somebody offers 11 and 23, I can't wait to say yes. What an opportunity, what a steal that would be. Two firsts, probably about around the same quality as one. Mm-hmm. Free player. Free starter.
All right, I'm good with the Chargers there.
10.
If that wasn't said. Let's see. Who's left?
I'll say Pittsburgh. Miami and Cleveland have also been talked about in this range.
I like Pittsburgh here. Brian Thomas Jr.'s name has been thrown out a ton to them at 20.
Good.
I know Peter Schrager mocked him there, too. And they don't take wide receivers in the first round, though. That would feel very weird, but also would kind of – I would take Pittsburgh more seriously, I think, if they did that.
I've been inclined to want to push them up because
– As in worse?
Because no, I guess down.
Oh,
sorry. Closer – a lower number. I have no idea what we're doing. How many years have we been doing this? Anyway, playoff team. I think the quarterback situation will be better even. Not great, but better. I don't have to be right about that. It could be a mess. Wilson is a freaky weirdo, and he's supposed to be in tandem with Justin Fields, who's like fighting for his life, basically. Like, I don't know. That could just turn into really ugly, really fast. So, fine. Pittsburgh.
9. Browns?
Sure, Browns. Congratulations on your new helmet.
That's all we got. Yeah.
What? I mean...
I second that.
What? I mean, I know we get lost in the weeds big time on uniform stuff in here about our teams, but like, I don't know. It looks fine.
What's different?
White face mask.
Oh, I never even noticed the color of the face masks.
I don't.
The Bills did something, and everybody went, "Oh wow!" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
With the face mask recently, right?
Yeah. From gray to white. Yep.
I had no idea. Didn't even know. How about that?
See, when they did that, I think I like the way the white looks, and I like the way this Browns thing looks, but good Lord.
Did they release a video about it,
too? Yeah, this is where social media is not your friend. Like, I get why teams use it the way they do, and I get for the fans of their team, maybe they were all fawning over it the way we'd be fawning over Josh's red helmet when he's at a practice in August. Wow. Or whatever the hell's going on, right?
Ooh.
Like, oh, look at that! Oh, he's got a visor! Ah! Right?
But this thing, we're like, we're crazy people. We need somebody sensible in the room.
But the video, I'm sitting here in Buffalo, New York, going like, it's a Browns helmet. It's the same damn helmet you've been wearing for 120 years.
Now, I know it's AFC, but Detroit, that's something. That's awesome.
Yeah, the dark with that blue. Yeah.
Did the Browns ever think about putting those fancy helmets on different players? Did they ever think about that? Have they ever thought about doing that?
Yeah.
Eight.
Jacksonville.
Fine. Seven. Miami.
Miami.
Fine. That was a little soft on Miami this week. Six.
Indy. How is it?
We haven't talked wide receivers like I said we would.
I know. Well, we got the rest of the show.
Indianapolis. There's another team I think you should hope takes Brian Thomas. So you are saved from him.
Okay.
Five. Bills.
Sure.
Four.
Who's catching the ball on this team?
The disrespect to Mac Hollins.
They don't. I know. They don't have anybody near as good as Michael Pittman right now. I'm not Kincaid. You want to make? You know what? I would. I don't know if it's going to be today, but I've heard so much good conversation about him and like just what to expect. You know, in my fantasy stuff, like what is Kincaid? He's the number one pass catching option on the Bills right now by a lot. But so what? What is that?
Right.
He better get in the end zone or else we'll just rue this pick forever. If he doesn't score touchdowns as a tight end, they have a tight end. He's a very interesting player to debate. Four. Cincinnati. I want to be different here, but I can't move anybody else above Cincinnati.
I want to go Baltimore here. I don't like Derrick Henry being the big move of the offseason. I do not like that at all.
I like Baltimore more than Cincinnati. I was going to say Houston.
Well, the rule is you have to decide between Baltimore and Cincinnati because you came in third.
This might be the tiebreaker. Houston is also going to be releasing new uniforms soon with like a totally alternate
I saw
helmet,
a helmet.
Which, not great.
Pass.
It's bad.
Not a big fan. All right. What are my choices again?
Bengals or Ravens?
I'll go Bengals.
Three.
Houston. See, I'm working over here. I'm a little sneaky Joe style.
Okay. You know, my Ravens, I'll take the opportunity. I'll walk through the door. Two, Baltimore.
I was going to say Kansas City.
You can.
No, not really. I really wasn't going to do
that. One, Kansas City. Who are their receivers? People are not asking that question. They should be. Where is the level of, where is the scrutiny about the Chiefs passing game? Aren't we going to actually talk about what matters here? Reverse AFC Power Rankings brought to you by, powered even by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Where did we get it wrong? And the Sabres needing a head coach, plus the NFL draft. Who's your guy? You get the weekend to think about it, but if you don't need it, let us know. 803-0550, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.